So in the once free land of Australia, the government of New South Wales is launching a digital ID pilot program. I can't believe it. We haven't warned about that. And the way that they're selling it to the public is that this locally stored ID will let them do things like renew their licenses over the internet or let them buy alcohol without needing a physical ID. You know, all of the conveniences of living your best life. Of course, this is a lot like how Europeans were all forced into a single currency by telling them, hey, you don't need to go change your cash at a kiosk when you're crossing the border. No, just use these minor conveniences to get people hooked on massive losses of freedom on their own. Because, of course, once these digital IDs exist, they'll only be escalated forever and forever and ever. The government will have its database of everyone's information. They'll be able to require it more and more and for more things until they have total control, essentially. Marisi is our Australian correspondent. She's been tracking all of these developments closely, of course, and she joins us now. Marisi, big shocker, I guess.
It is such a big shocker. They've been conditioning for us for this for years, Stu. Even when you go onto your telco provider's app to pay your bill, you can't do it without an ID, a unique ID to pay your bill. And it's got nothing to do with your account number. But everything that we warned about, Stu, where the killer shots are regarding the killer shots, regarding the bioweapon and everything else that you've been reporting on for the past 2 years. You know, I saw one of your Telegram posts the other day. I regret nothing that I've reported on. And I agree with you, Stu. You've been right. I've been right. We've been ahead of the game the whole time. And we're ahead of the game right now, warning people about this. We're warning that we are in the eye of the storm. We're being distracted by news like the royal family while the building blocks of technocratic totalitarianism are being set up around us step by step as we speak. Step one of the digital ID is already in place in Australia. They did it through the director's ID. I reported this on your show late last year. Fines of up to $13,000 if directors don't comply, rendering you incapable of managing your business. And if you don't comply, not only do you get a fine of up to $13,000, you also face a criminal conviction. So you don't have a choice. There is no choice to opt out of this digital prison. And that is what they're setting up. We had facial recognition backlash in Australia when that major supermarket retailers were caught scanning people's faces. I did an interview with a Silicon Valley engineer, Aman Jabi, and he showed just how sinister this is. While AI is scanning your face every time you go in, they are monitoring your facial expressions to see how you interact with the technology around you, with the products, with absolutely everything, with human beings, so that AI can harvest that data about you and build its super Satan computer that's going to work against people. Apart from that,
Maria Z seems to be in a really bad mood today. We should send the officials to go and check on her. Didn't you see when we scanned her face, she was showing angst and she was showing concern and frustration. We should send armed people over to her house and escort her to a facility where we can care for her properly.
You nailed it, Stu. That's what's coming. Apart from that, they're pushing the UBIs. Updates from around the world, I can tell you that Australia introduced this ID all the way back in 2016. And then in 2021, the ABC announced with a headline, basic income is considered a radical idea. But in 2020, we lived it and some people want it back. And it's true. Kids are talking about not wanting to work now. I saw an interview on a mainstream media outlet, I can't remember where it was, of a kid saying, no, why do I need to work? The government will pay me to stay home. You'll be paid by the globalists to eat bugs in pods, and Bill Gates' patent 060606 will allow your biometric data to help you mine crypto when you do what the globalists want you to do. So, Stu, what you're saying, they monitor your face, they monitor your actions, and then they give you specific ads when you're sitting in your pod where you are rewarded for watching their propaganda because you were a good little citizen that listened to your government. Brazil, Canada, Finland, India, US, and the UK already have UBI pilots in place. Iran already has a full UBI program in force, and other countries, like my hometown in Australia, are discussing how they will implement it. This is all setting up to a complete digital prison, and we are sounding the alarm now like we did with the poison shots. People need to pay attention and stop getting distracted with nonsense in the news.
Alex Jones says he knows how they plan to depopulate.
Alex, you sounded urgent.
There's an entire agenda afoot
to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. And this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo.
Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
Now, what is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility. What that means is a holocaust, a genocidal holocaust. Men and women will sicken and die, and those who survive will be infertile.
Doctor, what you're saying is that if people refuse these vaccinations, that FEMA's going to put them into almost like concentration camps around the country?
I think you have to leave out the word almost.
Doctor, how can you say this stuff?
Let me tell you a story. In 2003, I had a patient in my drug-free medical practice who was a head of state. And one day, she said, you know, it's almost time for the great culling to begin.
The what?
That's what I said. The what? She said the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, when you thin the herd. I said, what are you talking about? She said, it's almost time for the useless eaters to be culled. And she said, those are the people who are consuming our non-renewable natural resources. I said, who are the people who make this decision?
Few.
She said, we, the aristocrats.
This person you talk to, you're bound because you're a physician and there's the relationship that you can't talk. Is this person a member of the Bilderbergs?
She is not Queen Beatrice. She is not the Queen of England. She is not Henry Kissinger. But she certainly presented herself as a member of that power elite, and she certainly was a head of state.
Believe the lie that hearing the voice of God is difficult. Here's how. If you're a born-again believer, you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit with confidence and clarity. In fact, you're already hearing Him. It's just a matter of recognizing Him. Number one, know the Word. The Word is His primary way of speaking. If you're serious about hearing God, you'll be serious about reading the Word. Number two, silence. By removing outer distractions, you can more effectively listen for His inner voice. Number three, obedience. Disobedience creates chaos that makes it difficult to hear God. Obey what you know for sure God has said through His Word, and you'll become someone who can more clearly hear His voice.
If you scroll away from this, what are you doing? Because this video right here is the first one to make me cry in a very long time.
Keep your gloves up, Chef. Keep your hands up. Come on, Chef. Come on. So, yeah.
Daddy? now we are taking a look at a video that was initially captured by a man on a bicycle, and he was on his way to buy some groceries. It was early evening and he was riding along a busy city road. After a short while, it becomes apparent that an accident must have taken place. Naturally, the man was curious and looking around a bit when passing by the scene. As it turned out later, a fatal collision had taken place. And as sad as this is, it is believed that the spirit might have still been at the scene after the incident. Let's take a look. The man recording checked the footage at home and had to realize that an eerie-looking pale figure in a white dress can be seen standing in the middle of the road. And what's even more, they seem to be missing their head. For the man, there was no doubt that this scary-looking thing was a headless ghost, but he is uncertain if it was indeed the spirit that could have been related to the crash. Whatever the answer, it's pretty creepy though, isn't it?
Famous singer Miguel is throwing up the devil horns. It's just because he's rock and roll. He's darkening one eye utterly, doing the Eye of Horus one-eye symbolism here. He's hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Ask him about these things. What do you think he's gonna say? So Miguel, the famous singer, doing the signs. Of course he is, right? Rapper Special Ed wears a shirt that says, Only God Can Judge Me. The next picture I'm going to show is him doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Think what you will about this funny-sounding pose. They all seem to do it. It is the pride of humanity to pose like this. They know what they're doing, but at the same time, they have no idea what they're doing. Do any of you think Jesus Christ likes secret occult hand signs and symbols and agendas? Many of these people talk about God. Sometimes they even mention Jesus' name. But there's also a small g God of this world. We're told this in the scriptures. God bless you, everyone.
Who's deaf? Who's deaf?
Okay.
You're deaf? Okay. Come on, I'll do it. I'll pray for you. So here, let me see. Come here, face me. Face me. So I'll put my hand here. So I come in, that wicked spirit come out right now.
Come out of your ears now. Open up, I said. Open up.
Oh, Jesus. Praise God.
Right here.
How you doing?
Right here.
You good?
Appreciate it, man.
Amen. She's getting touched. Holy Spirit is healing her. Whoa, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Power
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Whoa.
Open up. Open up. Leave it. Leave it. I break that curse off you. Open up now. Open up. Open up. Here.
Hey.
Here. Open up. Open up.
Ooh.
Open up.
Hey, Jesus.
Open up. Yes, yes, come out.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Come out of her head now. Leave. Yes, spirit. Come out.
Whoa, Jesus.
Come out, I said now. Yes, come out. Come out of her. Come out of her now. Leave. Leave. Come out. Open up. Open up. All of it, go. Go.
Jesus.
Go. Go. Open up. What are you feeling?
Amen.
Can you hear something? You hear? Yeah, she's hearing something, yes. Can you hear? You hear something? You can hear. Oh!
Whoa, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Jeez, hold on, can you hear? Woo. Yeah, hold on. Can you hear? A little bit. More. 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 More.
Ooh, Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Open up.
Whoa, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Open up. Ears.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel now. 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 Right now. All of it now. There it goes. Now. 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 There it is. Open up. Open up so you can hear better. Yeah.
Whoa.
Open up. Open up. Open up.
Yeah, it's opening.
It's opening. Open up. You're gonna hear.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ is healing you. Jesus. All of it. All of it. All of it.
Whoa.
Here. Jesus.
Whoa. Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. You can hear. He opened up ears. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You still filling your ears? You can hear it. You can hear it. Hear it. Oh, give me more. Give me more. Give me more. Give a little more. Give a little more.
Oh, shoot. Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Give me a little bit more.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. She was walking out. Lord said, give her some more. You're healed. Now you can start to we'll help you talk better.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Jesus. Hallelujah. She can hear that ear. Hey, so it's calling her name. As Jesus calling your name. You can hear now. Praise the Lord. That's Jesus. She can hear. Oh, praise the Lord. That's Jesus. Jesus. And he's going to start to help you with your speech too in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Gee, I had to turn around. You heard it.
Take me to your own.